We're talking about new music by Milwaukee artists on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Curation thanks to a pair of journalists from Radio Milwaukee. This is rapper Lakeya, the Milwaukee native, starts us off with her song Easy. It dropped in April. Hey, all these baguettes on my neck, I make it look easy. Youngest going in, I make it look light. 16 bars, 16 G's, easy. Two-tone for the frame, but the Buffy's all white. Yeah, I make it look easy. Yeah, I make it look easy. Who are your favorite Milwaukee artists? What music do you think more people should be listening to? 800-642-1234. Evan Retleski is web editor at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Evan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Great to be here.
Hey, Justin Barney here as well, the station's music director. Justin, thank you for being here.
Hi, Kate. It's so nice to talk to you again. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, Justin, you know, when you look at the volume of new music and the sounds coming out of Milwaukee, does the pandemic have anything to do with it? Or how does what you're hearing compare to pre-pandemic times?
Well, I mean, I think with the pandemic, nothing really stops music. You know, it can stop like people from performing music, and it can stop like people from it stopped people from going out and seeing it. But creators going to create, you know, like it just doesn't stop that, the artistic want from musicians. And so, and also like the pandemic allowed everybody to sit at home and make music.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, you know, we're seeing the beginning of that boom where it's just like, it's just going to be an overwhelming, a multitude of songs and music that's coming out, and an embarrassment of riches, if you will.
Evan, what about you? Are you seeing that boom?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't one moment where there was a pause in the amount of music coming into our inboxes or into our feeds. It has been constant. And for Milwaukee in particular, it's just been a really exciting time lately. The scene has sort of been on an upswing for, what, probably the last decade or so. Just acts creating a name for themselves, at least locally, if not nationally. And that energy has definitely continued over the last year or two.
Well, let's get into some of this energy. Justin, start us out with Lakeya. What can you tell us about her?
Yeah, Lakeya is...
Oh, Lakeya, I'm sorry.
She's not only the biggest name in Milwaukee, she is, you know, one of the bigger names in the country. And that's what's, like, so exciting to us. I mean, she might be the biggest name in Milwaukee, like, since the Violent Femmes.
Wow.
She is... We just heard a bit of her, Easy, coming in, which was wonderful. She's on Quality Control. That's the record label she's on. It's the label of Lil Baby and Migos, kind of like some of the biggest, not just the biggest rap stars, just like the biggest people in music. And they signed Milwaukee's Lakeya. She was up on a billboard in Times Square a couple of weeks ago. She's got like a million followers on Instagram. I mean, she is not big for Milwaukee. She is big for the country, and we couldn't be more excited to support her.
Evan, do you think she would need to move from Milwaukee to gain that stature in the rap genre?
Yeah, I mean, she sort of did. She has one foot in the city still. She still calls herself a Milwaukee artist. The city still supports her. She's still here all the time, but she did kind of have to move to Atlanta to get that fame. She was able to break out while she was in Milwaukee, so that's a good thing, but... You know, Atlanta is just sort of where the rap industry is.
And also, she, like, still reps Milwaukee super hard. If you watch her music videos, it is, like, you know, there's a one scene where she pans back from the art museum. And she's got, like, the art museum in the background. And she, you know, even though she's, like, living part-time in Atlanta right now, she reps Milwaukee super hard, which, you know, you love to see it.
Well, Evan, you brought us the song Huffy by Webster X. And, you know, Webster X, we've heard of him, and he's been around for quite some time. Let's jump into the middle of the song Huffy. Time's weightless on my mind, yeah. Picking my skateboard grind, 8th grade dance, I'm grinding. Aluminum foil grills, I thought I was shining. You can't tell me nothing, Kanye West, I'm rhyming. Four signatures, the only things I sign, yeah. Nowadays, I get paid for the writing. Catch a fade if you act out of line, yeah. Barbershop.
top talk, always had me dying. Ate that once walk Sundays with my pops. We was good on the block from the mill. I'm the cream of the crop. Used to bike with no shoes.
So, Evan, what can you tell us about Webster X's trajectory? First full-length album in 2017?
Yeah, Webster X has been sort of a hero of the Milwaukee hip-hop scene for a long time. He was one of the first artists who really started capturing some attention outside the city from hip-hop blogs. He was one of the first artists who really leveled up the visual presentation of what he did. Mm. He came through with these beautiful, gorgeous cinematic music videos where everybody went, whoa. Some of his songs have been licensed, so if you listen to some of them, they might sound familiar because you've seen them in commercials that have aired here and there. But he's really a scene leader at this point. It feels weird saying that about somebody who's still so young, but he's been doing it for a while. He's been, he just brings this creative energy. You know, I think it's safe to kind of divide Milwaukee's rap scene mm-hmm. into maybe like two halves. On one hand, you have sort of more street-minded rappers, and then on the other hand, you have like sort of more the alternative rappers, or more the ones who present more as art. Of course, there's a lot of overlap between the two, but Webster X really represents that other pole so beautifully. He's just a beloved artist here.
And Kate, I think that his trajectory is really interesting myself, because he came up as this kind of like leader of the scene, and then last year in Milwaukee, after the murder of George Floyd, he kind of like really turned from musician into community organizer.
Hmm.
And he put together these bike rides, and he did two of them last year, and they're called Black is Beautiful bike rides. And they were like simultaneously this kind of like presence in the city. And it was also this like real celebration of Black joy, and it was this like fight for racial justice in itself, and there was just like it was incredible community organizing from this musician and artist who we have all gotten behind, and it showed the pull that he has in the community from like everybody in the community. And he's even like, he's scheduled two more for this summer. There's going to be the next Black is Beautiful bike ride is going to be on June 27th here in Milwaukee at Reservoir Park. And so this, his like mission for community organization and making this city better extends like beyond music.
Yeah. Really ingrained into the city. Justin Barney with us. Evan Rutlesky from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, as we talk about new music by Milwaukee artists this hour. And what's on your playlist with Milwaukee influence? 800-642-1234. So the next song is Drill Remix featuring King Von, the Chicago artist. This is artist Looney Baby. Justin, what can you tell us about Looney Baby?
Well, when Evan was talking about the like divide between the artists that like present more as like indie or alternative, and then there's more like there is a distinct Milwaukee sound that is it's really interesting, because like, you know, there will always be regional sounds, and regional sounds come and go and change, and Milwaukee has a really distinct regional sound, which is like really interesting for like music journalists like us, because not only does it say something about music, it says something directly about the city itself.
Mm.
And I think that Looney Baby kind of like really represents what is the Milwaukee sound, and that the part of music in Milwaukee that makes Milwaukee distinct.
Yeah, he's also one of the artists who's helped introduce Milwaukee rap to audiences outside the city. He's really typical of what's going on in the street rap scene. Right now, there's probably a dozen rappers in the city street rap scene who are doing literally millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have picked, you know, so many others. But Looney Baby is pretty typical of them. But he's also, like, collaborating with national artists, which is helping sort of grow the scene. He had a track last year with YFM Lucci, who's a big star. This track is with King Von, was a huge star in Chicago coming up. So yeah, he's kind of like networking regionally, really helping like introduce the rest of the world to what Milwaukee is doing.
Let's hear a little bit.
We're gonna come and get them birds out you. Yeah, birds for the fans, get them birds out you. Yeah, let's go on a drill, brody. Let's go on a drill.
So let's move on here to Oshi. And this is another song you brought, Big Money. Let's hear a little bit.
Hey, big money, big amounts, yeah.
get the cash, and then I bounce on the big money. Large amounts, yeah. She broke me off, and then I blew it on my wrist.
Like big money, big amounts, yeah. Type it.
All right, Evan, what do you enjoy about Big Money?
Yeah, so the Oshi is a pretty cool artist. She's pretty independent of everything else that's going on in the city. She's got her own energy. She is a rapper and choreographer, so she comes up with these great dance moves for everything she does. If you watch her videos, you will see some fantastic outfits, some fantastic dancing, and it's club music. It's got
I think you called her a triple threat, rapper, producer, choreographer.
Yeah, totally. And I just love that creativity. She's also one of the artists that Radio Milwaukee is supporting with this program we have called Amplifier, which is sort of like an accelerator program, but instead of for small businesses, it's for musicians. So you provide them with a little bit of funding, a little bit of industry mentorship, and you sort of see where they can go. She's one of the four artists selected for the inaugural class of that.
That's great. Justin, thoughts there on the Oshi?
I just got to say, I love hearing Wisconsin or Milwaukee street rap on WPR. Thank you, everybody that is listening. It is truly a joy. And yeah, the Oshi just stands out kind of as, it's like if you would see the Oshi on the street, you'd be like, there is a musician, there is an artist. And and that's kind of like what I love about the Oshi.
Justin Barney and Evan Rileski helping us out on the Milwaukee music scene. This is More from Huffy by Webster X. Join in 800-642-1234 on Milwaukee Music. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network.
Always had me dying. Ate that once walk Sundays with my pops. We was good on the block from the mill. I'm the cream of the crop.
We're devoting this hour on the morning show to new music out of Milwaukee. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is Milwaukee native Grace Weber with Through the Fire. It's about resilience and using the fire from within you with a verse from Chance the Rapper.
Rising off the heat of the world, lifting silence like a stain. Have you heard? So cruel, I'll use it for fuel.
So which artist do you hope to see in Milwaukee this year? 800-642-1234. Evan Rileski and Justin Barney from Radio Milwaukee sharing some of their favorite new music. They stay with us. Evan, Grace Weber.
Yeah, if Grace Weber is an interesting artist because she's a singer-songwriter. She's got a really powerful voice. And you can tell, you can hear it in her music, that she kind of came up in the gospel community.
Gospel-like.
Uh-huh. Got a little bit of that, like, gospel in her, which, of course, makes her a great collaborator with Chance the Rapper. She wrote one of Chance the Rapper's big songs on his Breakthrough project and said, I think there was some sort of handshake agreement there that one day he would return that favor. And he did. On her latest track, Through the Fire, he lends a verse. It's just really feel-good music. It is just really fantastic.
And she wants the song to help people out of a low place.
Yeah, it's inspirational. Again, that kind of comes from that gospel background.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Justin, what were you going to say?
I think when you mention Grace Weber, you must mention the Grammy Award winning artist, Grace Weber, because on that track that she wrote for Chance, All We Got, she won a Grammy for that song. So she has one of the prestigious Milwaukee musicians who has a Grammy category.
Yeah, yeah. So do you expect more out of her? I understand she now lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah, she lives in Los Angeles now, but she like has really, really close Milwaukee ties. I mean, even for us, she started a program with us called Grace Weber's Music Lab. That is, it's basically a free open mic for any high school kid in the Milwaukee area. And she's very well connected. And so she brings in guests, and she has brought in like big names like Jamila Woods from the Chicago music scene. And she has them come in and listen to high school students that are making music. So she's always giving back to the Milwaukee community, even though she lives in LA now. And she's about to release her album. It's going to be out on June 11th called A Beautiful Space. So though she's in LA, you know, she's 100% Milwaukee in our hearts.
So it sounds like she's pretty, you know, organic and grassroots with this music lab.
Oh, yeah, totally. And she's releasing this album independently. But she's just always been interested in the community and giving back. And it's really so incredible when someone is so dedicated, like intentionally dedicated in helping people out in Milwaukee. And especially an artist who has had as much success as she has had to constantly like be coming back and be like, let's have a space where kids can be connected to industry professionals so that they can grow and have their art heard and feel seen.
Yeah.
You know, it is, it's a blessing.
And really like work with each other and kind of find that community.
Yes, absolutely. And they do. And she is like connected with them. And I've heard her talk about kids in the music lab in interviews that she has done it. I mean, she's not just like doing it to like put her name on it or something. I mean, she is like growing and fostering this like community of her own. And it really is. It honestly is something that is so special. We talk about it all like as much as we can, but it's something that I wish everybody in the world would know about, because if the world had more Grace Weber Music Labs, we'd be a better place.
Well, Justin, it's time to move on to the pop duo Reyna. Let's hear a little bit of Coachella here by Reyna, picking up a little before the chorus.
Fight and sadness, no romance, no diamonds. You used to take me dancing.
So this is the sisters Vic and Gab, Justin?
Yes, and they used to go by Vic and Gab.
That
That was their band name. Their sisters, and they grew up in El Paso, and they used to sing backup in their grandma's mariachi band, which I think is a very like fun start to their band. And then in the past couple of years, they have emerged as Reyna, and they've gotten. They've got that kind of like big pop sensibility, and they've gotten like huge write-ups. They were in Billboard and in NPR, and they're just a wonderful pop band that we support greatly.
And Evan, with Coachella, this is like the music festival, right?
The song came out at like the perfect time, because it's a song about longing for something, either love or even that just like communal experience of being at a festival like Coachella. And of course it dropped last year at a time where nobody was going to anything, so it just kind of captured like the way a lot of music fans were feeling at the time.
And when I was watching the video, it's like there's all these like vintage California type footage in it, and I understand that they do this work themselves, this choreography.
They've been doing it on their own for a long time. It's in the last couple of years they've sort of found more industry support. They've sort of built their network a little bit, but at their core, they're still these independent artists, and it definitely shows in their sound and what they do.
We're talking with Evan Retlesky and Justin Barney from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee as they share some of their favorite new music out of Milwaukee artists. You too, 800-642-1234. So switching gears here, the mood, and let's talk about the song Others by Immortal Girlfriend.
Now I see
So, Justin, this is also a sibling duo, I understand.
Yeah, it's the Bush brothers.
Bush brothers, Will and Kevin.
Yes, Will and Kevin Bush. And they kind of have like a real whole vision of what they do. I don't know who wrote it. It might have been Evan. But somebody once referred to them as the Dark Knights of Synthwave. And that the Dark Knights of Synthwave just kind of like so perfectly encapsulates like what they do. It's like every song is kind of like deeply analog synth, 1980s neon drive soundtrack, just a complete and total vibe in itself. And they kind of just like drive that vein in every single song that they do. And it's like, it's great to see a band that just like goes so wholeheartedly into a musical identity that is all of their own.
Evan, what do you think of that alt electronic going on?
It is just so posh. It's very on brand. It's very trendy. It's stuff that's popular all across the country. And they're part of like a pocket of Milwaukee electronic artists who are making this really dense, thick, luscious sound on their own, just in a studio in Milwaukee with the resources they have. And it just shows like Milwaukee can do it on the same level that everybody else is doing it.
Well, let's hear more of that. This is Others by Immortal Girlfriend with Evan Rileski and Justin Barney helping us out from Radio Milwaukee. News update is next here on the Ideas Network. Discussing a range of new music by Milwaukee artists with help from Radio Milwaukee. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Do you visit Milwaukee for concerts? Who are your favorite local musicians? 800-642-1234. Here's Trapper Shep with River Called Disaster.
Bent up, beat up, broken and bruised. Tied up, taken, mistaken and used. Late night, heartache, and calm till morning after. I'm broke down in a
We have Evan Rileski and Justin Barney from Radio Milwaukee. They stay with us. Evan, what about Trapper Shep? Isn't this the collaborator with Bob Dylan?
Yeah, Trapper Shep, you may have heard of. He made some headlines a few years back when he read about an old Bob Dylan song about Wisconsin that was never finished, and he said, I'm going to finish that. And so he did. He hunted it down. He got the rights to take these old lyrics, set them to music, film the video. I think it made him the youngest co-writer ever on a Bob Dylan song. He's just that kind of musician. He's got this ambition and this love of American music history. He really owns his lane. He loves that like Heartland rock, that Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, the folky stuff. And he just keeps putting out good album after good album. His last record from a couple years ago was produced by Pat Sansone of Wilco, which is really good. He's got a new one out just the other week. It's called Mayday. Also really good. If you are an Americana fan, you probably already know him. He's just been really, really good at reaching his target audience.
Justin, what do you see in River Called Disaster, his new song?
I think it just shows his just kind of like obsessiveness with American folk music. And I think every time I've been on WPR, we've talked about Trapper.
Yeah.
Because he's just like always kind of doing something interesting. You know, he's always working. He's always releasing something new. And he's always, he's consistently consistent. And the songs are consistently good.
Oh, that's good. Well, let's move to Barely Civil. They have a song called Box for My Organs. Let's listen. Justin, set the scene for us. Barely Civil.
Man, Barely Civil is a special band. That style of music right there, that kind of like it's emo at heart. And they come from a long line of Milwaukee emo bands. I mean, It is safe to say, Evan, back me on this, that Milwaukee invented emo. Promise Ring, released some seminal albums in the late 90s here and literally invented the term emo. And so we have had a bunch of fantastic bands since then. And Barely Civil just kind of feels like, the ultimate version of what that is in 2020 and 2021. And they're just a fantastic band that, more than just like having all the components, there's something there that they've got it in their heart, and you can really feel it. It just feels like that band is something special for us.
So a lot of energy there, Evan. What do you hear?
Yeah, it's intense. It roils. It surges upward. It just feels very personal, but it also has this huge, meaty rock sound. It is a great rock record. And I got to tell you, Kate, I think, like, of all the Milwaukee artists that I know, at least rock artists, this is the one that I think most excites my, like, music critic friends outside the city. This is probably, like, the rare Milwaukee band where I think they probably have a much bigger following outside the city than they do in the city, just because they're playing with like such a niche sound. But if you are into that, like, that harder edged indie rock or that emo, this is a band you know about. This is a band that excites you a lot.
Yeah, I discovered them on Stereo Gum, which is a music web, like one of the big music websites. And it was like their band of the week. And I was like, let's check that out because it's my job. And it was like, oh, this band from Milwaukee. And I was like, what? Okay, so I discovered them on a national news website.
How ingrained are they in Milwaukee? What is their visibility or their connection and feel to the city?
That's a great question. They love it here. They live here. They want to stay here. I don't know that they're all that well known in Milwaukee. I don't know that they're as deeply rooted as some of the other artists that we've talked about or are going to talk about, but that's okay. I mean, they know what their lane is, and this is sort of how the music industry works. You don't try to play to the biggest audience possible. You try to play to your audience. And that's what this band has been really, really successful at, is landing the coverage in the blogs that love this music, touring with all the right bands. Mm-hmm. They are finding the ears they're supposed to find. It's just that few of those ears are actually here in the city.
Yeah. And that's okay, too, because those influences from outside can really also build up the community of musicians inside Milwaukee. Wouldn't you say, Justin?
Oh, I think you hit the nail on the head, Kate. That is exactly right.
Well, I want to circle back to where we started the hour, and we had some music from Be Free in our Billboard and Hate to Love. Evan, can you tell us about Be Free?
I can tell you a lot about Be Free because Justin and I actually work with her. Earlier in the episode, Justin mentioned Grace Weber's Music Lab, the program that supports kids who are making music. Be Free actually runs that. But we were very familiar with her and fans of her well before she started working here because she is one of Milwaukee's like best known, best loved soul and R&B singers. She put out a beautiful R&B record a couple years back. It was wonderful. She plays with all sorts of people in the city's jazz scene, in the city's rap scene, in the city's soul scene. She's just one of those figures who just like bridges the whole city. And Hate to Love, her new single, I love it because it sounds like nothing else she's done. It's kind of a house song, and I just love hearing this very familiar voice over a new style of music like that. That's always exciting to me.
Justin, how about you? What would you like to say about Be Free?
Yeah, like we were talking before about how Grace is kind of like creating this scene of her own. Instrumental is Be Free. And I think that, it shows the like community of Milwaukee musicians and how kind of like close we all are and how it kind of like overlaps. It's like, yeah, Be Free works at 88.9. And she works with Grace Weber, who we talked before. And she also releases incredible music on her own. It just shows the like, the breadth of Milwaukee music and the musicians and the total community here.
Yeah, and I mean, I can understand when you say she's a great collaborator, because when I was reading her bio, I mean, she's got this influence of jazz and classical flute and
totally
trained in voice and piano. So I would imagine she, really cuts across genres in working with people.
Yeah, she collaborates with her husband a lot, which I think is just like charming. it's just sweet.
I love that. Yeah. We are talking music with Justin Barney and Evan Retleski from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, sharing some of their favorite music, new music out of Milwaukee, and hearing about the new music you're listening to out of Milwaukee, or what concerts you're hoping to see this summer. What's on your summer playlist? Which music do you think people should be listening to right now? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org. All right, so we are going to move on to Graham Hunt, Evan, and you brought a song called Change Their Mind. Let's take a listen.
Anyone can change their mind at any time for any reason. Anyone can change their mind at any time for any reason. Anyone can change their mind at any time for any reason.
All right, what can you say there? Change their mind, Evan.
Kate, this is an artist where, like, Justin and I, off the air, will marvel about how good he is. Every time we hear a song from him, we're like, darn, that guy is good.
It's unreal.
it's unreal. And he writes so many songs, and they're so good. Honestly, the snippet you heard tells you everything you need to know. He's very inspired by that, like, 80s, 90s lane of underground rock, that kind of slacker rock, especially The Replacements. He was in this band called Midnight Reruns. Fantastic band.
Mm-hmm.
Put out a ton of great albums, one of which was produced by Tommy Stinson from The Replacements. They opened for The Replacements in Milwaukee at this big sold-out show at the big ballroom here. Just a wonderful, wonderful songwriter who just nails it every time. Mm. His melodic instincts are so true and askew at the same time. You just never quite know where these songs are going to go. He just put out an EP. He's It seems like a guy who's always just put out an EP, so that's not big news. But it's got five of these songs. They're so good. If you have any affection for this music, and I imagine quite a few of your listeners do, Graham Hunt does not disappoint.
Justin, you know, what do you think there, the power of this songwriter and what his trajectory looks like?
Yeah, well, it's like one of my favorite things about Graham is, like, you know, he sounds like he just woke up. You know, it's that total like parquet courts, just slacker. I don't know, man. I just wrote this, but it's like somewhere under there. It's like he is a pop genius. I mean, if you like, you know, get past his like nonchalant delivery, those hooks are big. Those melodies sing. It's like he could ghostwrite for Taylor Swift or something. I mean, I am shocked that he doesn't like ghostwrite for bigger names, because he's one of those artists who's like, he's just got that melody in his head, and it just like, it just always works, and I am always here for it.
Justin Barney and Evan Retleski, they're helping us out on the Milwaukee music scene. Still time for you, 800-642-1234. This is more from Change Their Mind by Graham Hunt. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. We're moving across genres, talking about new music from Milwaukee. We have Radio Milwaukee journalists to help us out. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is singer-songwriter Kaylee Conway with Bliss or Bust, the final installment in her 3-track EP by the same name.
If you won't be coming over, only lover, only say so. Only say so.
Still time to talk about Milwaukee music. 800-642-1234. Evan Retleski and Justin Barney here. So, Justin, tell us about Kaylee Conway.
Yeah, well, kind of like one of the biggest things that happened in like indie music last year was like the rise of Phoebe Bridgers. She just kind of like went from being like singer-songwriter to playing SNL and kind of like cultural figure. And, you know, I hope that one day that's the same trajectory for Kaylee Conway. She just kind of like feels like she's in that same lane. She fits right in with Phoebe Bridgers, Lucy Dacus, like Julian Baker, kind of like all of the kind of like big indie singer-songwriters right now. I think one of the first times that I talked to her, she was talking about Joni Mitchell's Blue and how she was like obsessed with like the B side of that album. And it just was like one of those weird musical alignments where like I was obsessed with Joni Mitchell's Blue, specifically this other side too. And I was just like, we're cosmically connected beings. And her music is so, it is like you could hear in that song, there's this kind of like flutter in the back of her voice where there's room there, and she's just she kind of like can do anything with her voice, and it's like a beautiful pure voice, and she's a fantastic songwriter as well, and she's kind of doing all the things to establish her. I hope that somebody from a record label is listening right now because she's ready to be signed.
Evan, what about Bliss or Bust?
Yeah, you know, Kaylee Conway just silences rooms. You know, she starts playing and the room goes quiet. You're playing her music and the rest of the world disappears. And I will say she is a songwriter. Mm. I know a lot of the most accomplished songwriters in the city, and for years they've been saying, Kaylee Conway. Have you heard Kaylee Conway? And I feel like this is the EP where all that potential that all the people in the know have been telling me about really came into fruition. Mm. I feel like this is the one where it's all on display, just her command of mood and emotion. It is really wonderful.
And the voice, too. I mean, I can see why rooms would go silent just to hear that voice.
It is presence.
Yeah, yeah. So, Evan, you brought a somber track by Holly Maxim called When Everything Sinks. And let's take a listen.
But I'm starving, not knowing the truth. I'm dying, not knowing if you feel the same way, think the same things. What do we do when everything sinks?
I think my blood pressure just lowered. This is Evan, tell us about Holly.
Yeah, so actually, I'm excited to learn about Holly, too. This is actually the one song that we are playing today that I don't know, and I'm excited because Justin brought it.
Oh, Justin, you brought the song.
Yeah. And you can tell Justin brought it because Justin is like our resident sad song fanatic. So like, when we were planning the show, I'm like, ooh, Holly Maxim, I don't know this one. What's it going to be? And then I heard it, I'm like, of course. Of course it's going to be that sad. Justin, tell us what this wonderful song is all about.
Yeah, you sad song brain trust. You.
Oh, absolutely. Busted, for real. Sometimes it's like the joy of, for us as like music journalists and working at a radio station, is like discovering someone who really has no presence and like has never played a show and is releasing their first song. And this is Holly Maxim, and she sent me an email a couple of weeks ago, and the email said, Justin, I'm a 17-year-old girl from Wapaka, Wisconsin. I write, compose, sing, and distribute everything myself. It would mean the world to me if you would listen to two of my songs, and if you play them, you'll be the first radio station that ever played them. Thank you, Holly. And I was like, how could I say no to that?
like an orphan writing to Santa Claus.
For real, I know. I was like, Holly, I'll do whatever. And so I was like, and we get a lot of emails, you know? And so it's like, you know, I get four or five, emails a day from Milwaukee musicians. And it's like, you know, it all comes down to the track. And I heard the track and it was a heartbreaker. And I was, you know, in from the first 30 seconds. So I was like, I hope, you know, if we come out of this and, you know, a couple more people listen to Holly Maxim, that would be a joy.
Yeah, well, I mean, here she is with a hand-me-down keyboard, started putting her songs on her Instagram and on her YouTube, and it's just kind of going it her own way.
Yeah, and it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, how do you start as a musician?
Yeah.
You know, you're 17 years old, you love music, and you've written all these songs in your bedroom. You have done literally everything on your own, and the songs are great. You know, and I feel like that's so much of Milwaukee music. It's just like musicians who are making music because it's what they want to do, and it's because it's what they love. And then it's like you get to the how do I get an audience, and you know the unfun part about music
is the business side of it as well,
and getting people to listen to it, and that's where we come in, you know. And so for situations like this where you've got someone whose music is so good. This is our job, you know. This is what we do: is taking an artist from making a song that is great to an audience that can hear it.
So, what do you think is the next step for Holly? I mean, where are you watch? What are you watching for?
I hope that she keeps writing songs like she is and releases an album. And I hope that we can continue to do things like this, where we take our audience to. This is indie music, you know, and this is music in general. It's a lot of small steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It is like you wish you could put out the album and everyone listens to it and it gets picked up by Pitchfork and it's written about in the New Yorker, but it's like it's a bunch of small steps. So we're talking to the people of Wisconsin. Maybe 50 people listen to her track. Maybe those people tell someone else about it, you know? And it's really, at this stage, it's just word of mouth before, you know, and then maybe the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel writes about it. And then maybe someone else does. And hopefully those things pick up. She gets booked for a show. She plays more shows. She gets written about more. She finds that audience and grows, which is the story of like every musician.
We have Justin Barney and Evan Roletsky from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee as they share some of their favorite music by Milwaukee artists. And we listen along. You can join in 800-642-1234. We have a song, My Weakness by Baby Drew, in the queue, kind of like exit music here. Last thing we want to talk about. Let's give it a listen.
Between. I stand by his side, got his back in his front. Whenever he with the guys, he on jack, he on front. He said, ain't no number two, baby girl, you the one. Got me ready to settle down and get daddy a son. He say, I'm your weakness, but baby, you my strength. You make me feel I can when sometimes I feel I can't. That's why just for us, I'm going hard in the paint. I'ma push you to your limits, babe, I know how far you came.
So, a rap veteran in Milwaukee, Evan. Am I right to say that?
You are. Baby Drew is famous and historic in Milwaukee. Baby Drew is a Milwaukee rap legend. Everybody knows Cuckoo Cal. When Cuckoo Cal came up, Baby Drew was right there alongside. He was like one of the few Milwaukee artists who was making waves in the city and a little bit outside the city at a time when nobody was doing anything. And what's pretty cool about him is he's just kept at it. You know, he's older now, and I feel like he just put out, I mean, this is a great compliment, an old man rap album. It is called The Andrew Green Blues. And as its name suggests, it sort of dabbles in blues and a genre that they call like Southern Soul, like a very specific style of blues that's pretty popular around these parts. And he's got some like big names from that scene, Sir Charles Jones, Karen Wolf, Milwaukee singer Chris Crane. These are like pretty established blues and soul musicians. He just surrounds them with them, and he raps. He's funny. He's got kind of this like cranky, ornery old man persona on this album.
Justin, you can jump in at any time.
Well, like one of the joys here and working at 88.9 is like discovering music for my coworkers, and this is one where it's like, Baby Drew is a rap legend. I'm the music director at 88.9, and I didn't even know about him until Evan wrote this piece. And that's kind of like par for the course for like so many Milwaukee musicians. Like the scene is so, it is constantly being discovered. And this is one where it was like, Evan did the interview, and I immediately bought a 12-inch of a song that he did in the early 2000s and have been bumping it ever since.
Oh, Justin and Evan, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Evan Roletsky and Justin Barney from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. They're the station's web editor, music director. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.